Today, I'm speaking with Eitan Sharon, a CEO and co-founder of a company called Mode.ai. How are you today, Eitan?
I'm fine, thank you. Nice talking to you, Darius.
Likewise, thank you. So tell me, what does Mode.ai do?
So Mode.ai is a chatbot that facilitates a new type of shopping experience over messaging in a highly visual way. So you would talk to a retailer or a store or a brand conversationally online, the same way as if you're in the store using images and pictures of things you may be interested in.
Okay, and you are basically sort of like a virtual salesperson or a stylist that you're providing
Yes.
to the brands?
Yes, indeed. The idea is to generate a new channel of shopping or of interaction, which will replicate the experience that we're having when we enter a big store. I think that does not happen so often anymore for many of us. And online have that conversation and be able to indicate what's of interest and also be able to receive advice and guidance in a visual similar manner to being in the store and to guide us into having the best shopping experience and the most personalized outcome.
Okay. And how does the software actually detect, how does the AI work behind the bot?
Certainly. So we have analyzed and realized that many of the shopping experiences that we have so naturally are not only limited to text or speaking. They actually have to analyze a lot of what we see or want helper or the stylist to show us. So the AI that we apply is not limited at all to the language part, but is also applied to the images. We actually read within images, each image in the catalog and each image in the store, each image the user may be interacting with, what's in it, what are the pants, where's the shirt, what goes with what. So our AI is covering all three fronts, the language, the visual, and the conversational part, which is also a challenge by its own.
Okay, so let's walk through how the actual experience works. And I see that you actually have integrated onto the Levi's.com website, correct?
Yes, very much so. We have worked very closely with Levi's to set up a virtual stylist, the Levi's virtual stylist that does exactly that. And currently it is available on all of their web pages, on desktop, mobile, and also over the Facebook Messenger as your virtual stylist, Levi's virtual stylist. And when you go in, when you click, you'll be asked a couple of questions that will guide you through what you may be interested in, which is an exact replication of the experience they know and have for many, many years in the stores. And from that point, when we have interacted with you successfully in a way that a human a stylist would do, we allow a lot of visual interactivity, quick reply buttons, and of course also text input to get you to the point of finding what you want and styling you with additional things you may be interested in to go with that.
Okay, so I'm trying it out actually on the website right now. So looking at, for example, in men's jeans, it asked me, how would you like to fit through your hips and thighs? So that's one question. And then how would you like to the jeans to fit through the leg? So these are the different types of questions as you are understanding me better, correct?
Yes, indeed. The experience is personalized, and common knowledge around selling jeans that Levi's have is that we first want to understand to the extent that which cut, or which style you know to go well with your specific body, what you appreciate, you like to wear, all the way to getting to learn a little bit about sizes that you typically have and use in jeans. And from that point on, we are able to offer you a large set of choices to continue from. So these are the couple of questions that guide you in.
Okay. And then as I keep going through the questionnaire, when I select a product, the actual product detail page for that product shows up.
Yes.
And okay, so this is very interesting. So how are you finding what have been the results from this work with Levi's that you can share?
So we certainly have a large suite of analytics that we use together with our partners, you know, Levi's being a major one. And we learn, the system learns, the AI learn what's more successful and, you know, what's more popular and appreciated by the users. We measure many things, you know, their time spent, the number of interactions they go through, how much they buy, you know, get to the success of actually finding what they want. And I think their EVP and president of global e-commerce, Mark Rosen, stated a couple of times that they, when they are engaged, they are finding what they want and buy it in a significantly, more interesting way, even than the previous websites and apps. So we track it very closely, and more importantly, even let the software, actually the AI, improve with the many user interactions that we're having.
Okay, do you have any kind of like numbers that, for example, has conversion increased or average order size, things like that?
So we cannot specifically expose the numbers of the partner at this point, but I can reiterate that Levi's have stated that engaged users in the bot are shopping significantly more than over other channels. So you can appreciate that the successful ending of an interaction like that in finding what you want was measured to be significant.
Right. I mean, the ultimate goal for Levi's is to actually make a sale.
It is very much so. But also, I would say, which we see from the messaging platforms and this new coming channel, to delight the user and let them know that there's a new interactive, personalized channel that makes the shopping experience better. And I think in that, you know, it's not only the one sale, which is going great, but the long-term relationships with the users that are moving from, I would say, you know, at least partially from what we've used to see before. So delighting the user and providing a new shopping experience that is very natural and very quick and very personalized is a goal, you know, on its own.
Okay. So a few of the AI-based chat, I guess, platforms that I've seen use a combination of actual AI and human assisted. Are you also using humans in the process at all, or is this completely AI based?
That's a very good point, Darius. So no, we are not. We're not using humans in the process at all. It is completely AI based. The only place where human signals were used, and this is very common in AI, is in learning. Before and after we've launched with real users, what do they like to do? Like I've said, the system is learning, but the implementation that we have that does not require any human interference is therefore, you know, there 24/7, immediate, fractions of seconds, endless, and can scale to any extent that you'd like. So each and every one of us is getting a personalized experience whenever right. they want it. No, so this is a huge advantage in taking the humans out of that loop whenever possible.
Right. So let's go a little bit more into the learning part of it. How does the learning part actually work?
So there is, in AI recently there was a lot of development in the on the front of just consuming an image and understanding what are the things in it, and also in language analysis in NLP. What we are promoting is conversational visual AI, which basically marries, if you will, a few fronts. So when we learn, when you click on any image of pants you may like, in the jeans case, or on any image of a product you may like, when we try to understand what is similar, what is alternative, what does it come with, what are people wearing that with, we learn not only what is the image or appreciate or respond not only to the image that you have interacted with, but to the entire conversation that you had. So if you started from clicking on "I like that fit," and if you continue to clicking on some colors, and if you typed in a few things, and if you clicked on a quick reply button that says, something about sizes, then this entire thing now becomes an interaction with our AI machine, which is not only one image or one line of text. And we try to drive you into a successful result. And the learning is, from all these inputs, how do we make sure that you're landing on a product, or that we offer you rather a choice that will make you land on a product that you'll be satisfied with? And that's what the machine is learning.
Right. So you said that's where the actual... So there's different types of learning, right? There is that initial learning when you onboard with a new client, correct? And then there is an ongoing learning as you work with individual shoppers.
Yes. Is that correct? It is correct. And what happens is that when you come in and you are a new client... then with every interaction click that you do, the system is trying to appreciate what type of taste DNA, so to speak, you may have, and to personalize you in a generic way, because many people like the same things eventually, and people are different, but we can learn from one group to someone else who may be similar to what this group was interested in. So the machine is trying to classify and personalize your taste DNA and preferences and serve you with what it has learned from previous users.
Okay. So as far as the onboarding, let's say when you start working with Levi's, what was the process of that? Did they give you, they have to give you access to all of their product catalog?
Yes, certainly. We, the very basics of what we do is that we consume an index and process all of the catalog, and more than that, we would consume the catalog and then the text around those images and the very different images of the same item and videos to the extent that you have any, and we would fuse it all into one thing. And we would also, typically crawl the site and understand from the structures of the sites of our partners, what are the categories, things that are usually diving into a big, click after click or filters on legacy sites, we would make very readily available to you by understanding for each and every item a lot about what is the category, what is the visual of the item. And then that would be the database against which the user is interacting, and certainly getting that, as well as, of course, all the signals around the interactivity itself that we see once we are live or running this on a population to prepare. So, for instance, with Levi's, we did quite a bit of A/B testing behind the scenes before we launched.
Okay. Okay, so as far as the process of onboarding, let's say a retailer wanted to try AI, Mode.ai, what is the implementation project like, and how long does it typically take if you were going to recommend it to somebody?
So that's a very good question, and I can share, you know, that indeed we have a few big partners of the same, you know, magnitude lined up to be launched throughout the next few weeks and months this year. And the process is typically very painless, so to speak. So we don't require a lot, if at all, from the partner. We basically take about 2 weeks calendar time, in which, of course, we do other things as well, to just process everything and come up with a bot that is inclusive. And because it's a new channel, because it is something that runs on our servers, and it's not interfering with the current website or the current apps, we do not require much at all from the partner. After having set what we call a proof of concept, a POC like that, very, very quickly, we typically work with our partners to refine the voice, the specific voice and brand that it'd like to inject into the bot, because many different brands like to have a specific, you know, voice, of course. And we let them do that with us. And then we, you know, we're ready to launch to the extent that they have special requirements. For instance, jeans would have specific things into it. We would, of course, accommodate that. And I would say that all of this happens very, very quickly. So again, 2 weeks is the response time by which we come up with a proof of concept. And from there on, usually it doesn't take too long until we're ready to launch. And this is the beauty of the new channel. It does not depend on the legacy structures and things that may have been in place before that. It could just come and be added up very, very quickly.
Okay. So basically, I mean, that's pretty quick. Typically, you know, a lot of these, you know, I mean, technology implementations can be, as you said, pretty painful. So this
yes.
this is really good to hear. And I think this is the, you know, one of the benefits of the API technology that is, you know, pretty much prevalent everywhere, and we are all benefiting from it, is that you don't have to build like hard integrations anymore. And
that, yes.
That makes
sense. That's a big thing. That's a big thing. We appreciate that and sell that and promote that you can just, you know, jump in, show you how it works, you know, see it, feel
right.
it, experience it, and take it from there. And you're totally right. And we built it in a way that is very much generic and can just go on and consume each and every content. You know, actually, we don't even usually take a feed. We just tell our partners, don't, you know, just relax and wait, and we'll just get the content updated from your very own site with your permission. And there's nothing you should do there as well.
Oh, interesting. Okay, great. Now, I see on the Levi's website, another company that I've actually interviewed their CEO, the founder before, called TrueFit.
Yes, we have a collaboration. TrueFit do exist on the Levi's site already for helping with personalized sizing when you land on a particular item. And what we have done through our own unique integration is that we have taken in collaboration their offering as part of the funnel in to the bot. And we have actually implemented that in a way that it helps you explore, not only on a one-to-one item basis like is on the site. We actually let you explore while you dive into the bot, to the conversation, what are the items that could be relevant after you have this interaction with your existing sizing profile or a new one. And then we also land you on the Levi site. And in doing that, we are already integrated. The bot already knows to land you on a particular page of a product with the sizing information in place, as if you have just gone there independently and done that. So all this coming through the bot and experiencing the bot was integrated comfortably for the users to experience that component of sizing as well.
Okay, so are you actually integrated with TrueFit?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We are integrated with TrueFit on the Levi's Virtual Stylist. And if you go through the Mode AI bot, powered by Mori AI, you would have a stage in which you would be offered to either become or put to use your TrueFit profile in the experience with Mori AI all the way to the Levi's page.
Okay. Okay, so that's pretty cool. I think it's good that different capabilities or features on a retailer's website can also do talk to each other.
Oh,
and
yeah,
help each
yeah.
Other.
We invested some time in that, and it was very important to all of us to have, as I said before, our intent, Levi's intent, is to delight the user. And, you know, we every component that helps the user have a new experience serving us all in a great way.
Right. So looking at the Levi's.com like product detail page right now, I see a few different options. There is the sizing initially, and then there is a Find Your True Fit widget, if I can call that. And then I see the virtual stylist at the bottom. So the key is going to be, how do you help customers see all these different things when they go to this website or when they go to the let's say the mobile site? That's going to be interesting. I mean, it's really, because you can have all these things, and if the users don't see them or they don't understand them well, they're not going to be helpful.
I completely agree. I think you've touched, Darius, upon a major point, which is the discovery of those services that the entire industry is now trying to work on, from the Facebook Messenger bot that we have together with Levi's that does exactly the same, all the way to us powering a specific stylist on each and every page. And it's on the bottom there, you know, often in red, saying Levi's virtual stylist. Yes, this is indeed the situation in which, or a stage, I would say, in which the conversational e-commerce is coming in, and the industry is learning and adjusting. You could find this on the Messenger, bot, or on the Messenger itself, on the store, basically on the platform. You can find it on Levi's pages. You can, just Google Mode AI, or there are links, and there are actually campaigns. If you go to Facebook now, you'll see a campaign on Facebook that, in which Levi's is promoting the virtual stylist, and when you click, you land on it. So there are various ways, and you are very much correct that that's a challenge that we all have now. I think what Levi's did is remarkable in the sense that it's offered on each and every page, so that a specific amount of users is bound to try, and they do. And when they do, you know, they learn what that new offering is. But that's something we all have to go through and find the most successful ways to, to present to the market these new channels that we believe in.
Right, right. For example, on the specifically again on the Levi's product detail page, where you have the Find Your True Fit widget, would it be better if the virtual stylist was placed below that and not at the bottom of the page?
So these things with every partner, we work separately. We have, specifically with Levi's, we work very, very tightly with their team, and their designers and their, PMs are determining where they want the offering to be on the property, with all various considerations that they have. You know, these are not the same things. The chat, the virtual stylist, powered by Mode AI, is one thing, and your sizing when you land on a page to buy is another thing, and they are both important. You may have come through the chatbot or you may have not. So the particular design that each brand or company decides to have in offering the bot is something we let, of course, it work with them and let them decide and lead. The experience that happens when you land in the bot, however, is something we're very excitingly improving and sharing between various partners in a way that the good things about it, like things we have, style me, show me what to wear with this, where can I find things that are, more like that, group shopping to extent with some partners. These we share between all so that everyone can enjoy the learnings from how users love to interact with a visual commerce conversational bot like that.
Right. And I think what I was referring to was really more for the Levi's, I guess, designers themselves, is that I've worked with a few other features, you could say, or capabilities that are added to the site. And as a consumer, you want to do the minimum, of course, right? You don't want to go to a website and have to go to three different apps or features to get your different things. You want to go to the product detail page and do as little as possible to find what you're trying to look for. So that's really where I think the eventual evolution of this process is going to be, is what is the best experience?
Yes, it's very much a process in the making, and we'll have many, many instances. If you go through the virtual stylist, you have the full experience from hi, what are you looking for, all the way to here's the product and here's your size. So that's one path that includes everything. But you're very much right that, as I said, the entire industry is now. But it's not very different in a way than having an app or a website that we had before, and you still had to choose whether you go and browse on your phone, even say, or you go through the app. These are what we used to do. We just feel that this new channel is much, more exciting and natural, and personalized. But we're not yet there, that all that we do is through one channel like that. So we have to experience, a few channels along the way.
Yeah, I think we're all learning really, along even with the shoppers and consumers, how
Oh,
we
yeah,
want this
absolutely.
experience to work in the future. I remember there was a
Absolutely.
good book that I saw a few years ago called Don't Make Me Think. So I
I
think
won't.
that's a really good thing, is from a consumer side, is just don't make me think too much. I'm here to buy.
I
So
agree. I
yeah.
agree. And this is, by the way, what's so cool about the bots, that the conversation, the way when I go into a store, a Levi's store, what I like is that, what are you looking for? A few questions. Here it is. Here are the colors. And let's help you, see it on you as well, which is where we're all going eventually with VR in commerce as an auxiliary experience that we're striving, to get to. Which is very much complementary to what we do with size and choosing. But you are right. I think the entire premise around the bots and the conversational is this. I don't need to go and find and understand the structure of any website. I don't need to understand the structure of any app. I don't need to know where the buttons are. I'm just there and I'm talking to it like I will be talking to you over messaging. I say blue skinny dark jeans. And I get something, and I click on an image, and I get a few other images and a few buttons, and I may click on one, and I get more. And through a few interactions that really don't make me think, and I do completely understand what you mean, I land on products. And I think this is the secret to why we're seeing good conversion. People just flow with that experience in a way that requires less effort. I always like to compare. It's like GPS in cars. You go to each and every car and you have a completely different machine. And how would you even start? This bot conversational commerce makes it all very uniform. It's just talking.
Right.
We just converse. And that is without a lot of hard thinking.
Yes. I mean, that's basically, I think that's what the great potential of AI is, to actually understand us better and better. So, what do you think about what's happening with voice and, Alexa?
Oh, that's very exciting, and I did read just this morning that Google have competing product, or maybe working on one to Echo. I think that this is a very exciting front, and there's no question in my mind. And you can also, of course, read about it that search queries are actually moving from text into visual and audio. So we talked a lot about visual, but I did also do quite a bit of audio work in my previous company and before that in the academia. And basically, the audio is also a very natural interface. For us, it's actually very easy because any platform that we run, like the Messenger one, or you know, Skype or WhatsApp or WeChat or whatnot, the minute they release a voice to text interactivity, or basically, or interface, or even a visual one, and they do now, they connect all these things to screens as well, you can just talk to it. And you're going to have the same, we're already at conversational, right? We're already talking about a conversation. You know, the second image from the left, the jeans that have, you know, that are longer. Give me that with a shirt that is, you know, yellow, but darker yellow. All these things are already there. You can type them in, you can click on buttons, you can upload images. The minute you just use off-the-shelf audio-to-text abilities that are already in existence, we see them all around us and getting better and better in products like Echo and Alexa, we could have the bots do that. And I can show you that we're already working with companies that have this ability aspired, because people want to order things and share the ordering and communicate while, say, sometimes driving. So audio becomes a big thing there.
Right, right. So, you know, along, you know, speaking about all these different technologies, it seems like the trend is to, like, remove the human from the sales side. Is that what do you think about that? Do you think there is a future for actual, like, a real human salespeople in retail?
You know, that's a tough question. That's a tough question. I'll just, you know, talk to it.
We are, you know, in a real world, so
yes,
we can't ignore gravity. So
yes, I think, you know, I don't know. Trying to think about it, when I go to a store and I get this experience of what are you looking to find, and what sort of jeans or other products you may be interested in, and I'm being shown options, and I'm clicking on some of them, and then I'm getting to the point that I choose something, and I see people, and this is all already in the bot. I see people wearing this with other things, celebrities or other people that look nice with this clothing, and I choose what to buy with that. Maybe the missing component is I get into the dressing room and I go out, and they look and they say, to the extent that you trust it, you know, looking great, or, you know, maybe try the other one. Usually you bring someone with you, you know, who's not right. Necessarily. So to the extent that is there, now let's think forward to the point that we introduce virtual reality in commerce, which we already do in the lab, you know, in the where we make things, and we show examples, and we show it on you, or we show it on someone that looks like you. Would you at that stage want anyone from the store to tell you it's looking great or not? Do you trust them if they are not people who you brought with you?
Right.
I don't know. You know, maybe it's a more objective experience if the machine or AI let you see how it looks on you, and you judge.
I think the question of what you mentioned is the trust. If you trust
exactly.
that you're getting the real opinion, the truth from the salesperson, then it's different than if you think they're just like trying to sell you this thing.
Yes, exactly. And that's again, a concern. Again, if you pay a stylist, and some people are lucky enough to do that or have to do it for their job,
right.
They probably trust them more, even though it's, again, not a family member or a friend or a close friend. But if you just go into the store, maybe, you know, they after all, they want to sell as well. I think if we let you see, like a special mirror,
right.
how things look on you, what others are wearing instantaneously, are they wearing things like that? Are some of your friends wearing things like that, the ones you appreciate, the bloggers you appreciate, are they wearing similar things, which we do to some extent already, and how does it look and what does it go with? You build trust that is independent and it's your own judgment. I think with enough AI tools and abundance of information that is relying very much on a human signal that you trust, we can gain your trust as a user. And I'm not at all sure it requires a human, you know, a touch. Will it replace me going with my spouse or friend to get a good advice? I don't think so. But will it replace some shopping help? Maybe, probably.
Yeah, so I mean, the underlying thing that we're all doing is we are still interested to communicate with other human beings. We just are getting away from doing it directly. Like, you know, when we go on social media, we go there to connect with other people, but we're not doing Yes. it directly. When we go on a chat, for example, and just keep typing, again, we're there to connect with people, but without Yes. that actual interaction, what we call the human to human interaction, which is, this is the interesting, you know, undertone to everything that's happening in technology. I'm not saying that one is better or not, but it's just very interesting that we say that we want to use all this technology, but at the same time, we also don't want to lose communicating with humans.
I fully agree. So let me say a few words about that, because that's, I'm very passionate about that point. To me, you know, I'm a big promoter, believer of technology. I've done technology a lot, and this is what brought me into this project as well, from that side of the revolutions in technology. And I think these things, like previous inventions before, you know, the TV being one, or the phone being another, are going to, at the end of the day, that's my personal belief, help us. I'll give an example. When I'm on all these chats with friends, I do not necessarily, you know, replace the human interaction. Actually, when I go on a trip, I go to a party, I participate in a dinner, or there is a before and after, you know, group, the chat. So it's an extension of that experience. And then we plan the next time and we go, and we just with our bot. Again, when you do all that and you see what are others wearing, how nice it is, what does it go with? What is the end of it? The end of it is that you want to dress nicely to communicate something to other humans. So you go with your clothes to work or to the party or with friends very casually. You invested some time with those tools and technology to wear nice clothing only for the purpose of appearing socially, you know, pleasant and vice versa with other people. So all of this is not for us to stay home alone, because we can just stay in one outfit that is gray. So the end result of all of that should be human communication, actually a more successful one. I for one do not believe that it comes instead, but like any new technology, there are risks in misusing it. I agree.
We are learning how to use the technology. So
yes,
and yeah. So well, this is very interesting. I think what you're doing is very, very exciting. I'm looking forward to hear more and more about how things develop and your new clients. And congratulations on doing this. This is also not easy. I know.
Thank you very much. You know, we that's what we do. We all come from places where we've done similar related things before. It's a pool of very excited, talented people, you know, whose profession is this. I do feel we are all excited about it. And I promise you, in the next few weeks and months, we'll have, you know, quite a few additional diverse, actually, clients. You'll find it very colorful because the market is absolutely going that way. And Levi's have been and are still a leader to that extent, with the EVP and President Mark Rosen, who leads that. But many, many others we see and we guarantee will follow and very soon.
Awesome. Well, look forward to hearing that news. Thank you again, Eitan.
Thank you, Darius. A pleasure talking to you.
Likewise.